It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jay Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a pro, John. Now, who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, the Friday edition. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and we got a lot in store for you today.
Yes.
So, we'll have Impossible Question first, which we always do. Movie review of Nobody with Andy. Franktown Firearms is going to join us, give us an update on what's going on there. Movies in hour two about great leaders or leadership.
Leadership.
Leadership
because, you know, tomorrow Colorado GOP is selecting their leader. So we figured leadership.
Well, and we need that today.
Wouldn't hurt.
In all areas. And then hour three, we've got Neil Mattai is going to join us to talk about what Andy just said as well. And then Allie Bloyd, author of, she's going to talk about the gun debate. And she is author of, I should have had this up. I'm ready. Hang on, guys. Give me one second here. She is author of a new book, Uncensored America. There you go.
Sounds good.
So we'll have all that plus
a
lot
broad,
more.
Broad, Uncensored America.
Uncensored America.
Very broad.
So
topic.
We'll talk to her in the 5 o'clock hour as well. And all right, impossible question of the day. Let's get right to it, because we'll give you this answer later in the show. Yesterday's, since the beginning of the pandemic, men are purchasing. This is unbelievable. Since the beginning of the pandemic, men are purchasing this more. And the answer, Charlie's makeup.
Okay, I'm at a loss.
Why would men be purchasing makeup? Are they changing teams? What are we doing here?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I mean, do they want to play in women's sports?
I mean,
I'm not really sure.
I haven't been buying makeup. Why would men buy makeup? For what?
Okay, well, it'd have to have something
for
to
Zoom?
Do with them. It would have. Because I was thinking either that or it has to have something to do with a mask. But Zoom, why would that make any difference? Zoom is just a replacement for the meetings you have anyway.
Where they're
right
seeing you live.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have foggiest idea, folks. This is a new one on me. Holy cow. I've lost it completely.
Yep.
I'm, you
know, it's great at this point in your life that you can admit that.
Yeah, well, that is a fact. You got that right. So besides the fact, where would I put makeup over this beard? Just anyway,
it would look all tan.
Moving right along. All right, answer this one today on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We'll give you the answer tonight. 12% of people are looking for a new job because of this. So not very many, by the way. This is a little over 10% of people are looking for a new job because of this. What is this?
Well, I mean, is this pandemic related?
No.
So it's not because their job was put out.
I looked ahead at the answer. No.
You cheated!
Well, it's in the notes.
How dare you cheat?
Right there. I just glanced. And it's like, oh, there it is.
My gosh.
Jumped right out at me.
Wow.
Anyways.
Okay.
And it's something you'll never guess.
Really?
Those of you listening, you'll never guess it. No. I'm not giving you any hints because you'll never guess it.
Is it anything that's happened in the market?
No.
More of this, less of that in the market?
No.
Anything having to do with interpersonal relationships at the office?
No. I'll give you one hint.
Okay.
It is something every employer struggles with their employees. That's the hint.
The schedule?
It's something every employer struggles with their employees with. That's why these employees want to change and find a new job. That's the hint.
okay.
That's a good hint, by the way. Once we get there, you'll know what why I say that.
Every employer.
Every employer.
Every employer struggles with this. So it can't be scheduling because that's hit and miss.
Correct.
And I doubt it's going to be – it's not going to be pay. That's hit and miss. Okay. Every employer struggles with this with their employees.
With their employees. And I mean – and I literally mean – I mean, there might be that rare occasion where a business doesn't struggle with this, but let me tell you what. It will be the 1% exception to the rule thing that this employer is not struggling with their employees, because 99.99% of employers would struggle with
this.
Does
it have anything to do with how the employee presents themselves?
Possibly.
Clothing?
No.
Not clothing related. No. It's makeup.
Don't wear enough makeup. Andy, ding, 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 ding.
Okay, we got it. We're good.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to do a movie review. I want to give Andy plenty of time for this one because we got Franktown Firearms joining us at the 3:45 mark, so we're going to get plenty of time for this. Before we do that, though, just a quick reminder. And it's a reminder, I guess, mainly to Andy and I, but this is a reminder to everybody because you just never know when the mic is hot.
That's true.
For example, there was a Southwest Airlines pilot that was caught with his mic on, ranting and raving about how San Francisco has nothing but a bunch of liberal blank, 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 blank in it.
Okay.
By the way, I think the guy is correct.
He's telling the truth.
Yeah, he's truthful. But
okay, got it.
Just remember, the mic could be hot.
All right.
And you should probably always act accordingly when around one. Because you never know when it's going to be on. That's, by the way, first rule of thumb when it comes to radio is the mic's always hot. So never say something that couldn't go out on air.
Sounds good.
I'm guessing as a pilot, this particular gentleman is probably now rethinking and realizing what I just said is very true.
Can we play any of it or no?
I wish I could.
Is it a rant that we would just sit there and applaud?
It's not proof for the radio airwaves. Let's just say it that way. We would probably have some problems with the FCC in doing so. Let's just say it that way.
Okay.
So, no, we cannot play it. I can't even repeat the words that he used because they're so laden with swear words.
Well, that's understandable talking about San Francisco.
He then went on to say that they are also... effing weirdos probably driving around in effing Hyundais, effing roads, and blank that goes slow as F.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
He was just going. This guy was on a roll.
Have you noticed liberals drive slow?
Oh, in the left stinking lane all day long.
They drive, well, yeah, once again, we've said this before, slow conservative drivers drive in the right lane because they don't want to hold
others
courteous.
Back. Right. No, the left lane is for the liberals that want to be, you know, the Karen in the left lane.
Yeah, Karen in the left lane. Yeah.
It drives me. I saw a bunch of them today, by the way.
What drives you more nuts? Karen in the left lane, one second.
Okay.
Karen in your neighborhood or Karen in the pews?
Oh. Probably Karen in the left lane because she's the hardest to ignore. The rest of them I can pretty much ignore.
She's always there.
That one's always there right in my face.
Well, Karen in the pews is holding back churches from getting going again.
No, you're right. You're right.
Karen in your neighborhood. Oh, my gosh. They make it so you've got to throw away money and all kinds of stupid stuff. Well, you wouldn't know this. You're not in an HOA.
Oh, no, but I'm a part of Nextdoor. Do you have the Nextdoor app?
Yeah.
Do you read all the comments? Oh, yeah, so I am too.
No, my wife reads them too.
Oh, I do.
She tells me.
Oh, this week around our neighborhood, there's this, you know, we live in an area where, you know, not far from us is an industrial area. And there's actually, Ball does a bunch of things, I believe, with the canning division, and Coors is there, and their ceramic division is there. Anyway, there's a lot of industry not that far from us. I mean, within a half a mile or so, mile at the most.
Great. Well, good industries.
Thank you. And at night, if you've got the windows open, you know, you can hear some things happening in the middle of the night. You know, you can hear forklifts backing up and the beep of trucks. And there's also one of the factories or one of the plants has a large, probably fan or something that's running, and it hums. And it does, and it gets fairly loud, and you can hear it in the distance. It just hums. I don't know how else to describe it. It's a humming noise. Well, that was a big deal this week on Nextdoor in my area. The humming coming out of that part of town, and everybody's up in arms, and they want to figure out who they can go to complain and how to file a complaint, and on and on and on we go. And it all started with one Karen that had her window cracked in the middle of the night.
Is this a hum that's been there for years?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
Yes.
And it's never really bothered anyone, but this Karen...
Doesn't bother me. I've been there for a long time. Doesn't bother me at all.
She had her window open.
Had the window cracked. Doesn't like it. Has everybody else now all riled up over it. That's how it starts.
Can't they land those planes somewhere else?
It's like, come on, people. You know, if you want to... By the way, if you want to live someplace where you never hear anything at night except for the sound of crickets and coyotes, then you better go live in the middle of, I don't know where, Wyoming or Montana or wherever it happens to be.
Well, actually, right now, downtown Denver.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
You go there also.
You can go there.
Good point. In any inner city, by the way. But you understand what I'm saying? I mean, come on, people. You know, there's roads and highways and stuff going on. And if you're looking for total peace and quiet serenity where you don't hear a sound, I'm not even sure in Colorado where you go to do that that's not near something in the distance you'll hear.
Do we have a minute? Can I ask you one more?
Sure.
What noises do bother you? Because I'm going to tell you one that bothers me.
All?
No.
No.
I'm not that bad.
No, me. You're asking
okay.
me.
No, all? I'm talking at a restaurant, people who their kids are out of control. And by the way, I'm not, you know, I don't go Karen on this. I understand kids are kids. And I'm talking if they're out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that they're laughing too loud.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Or they have a crying time because they're a little kid. I get that.
Right.
But they can't stop crying and all this. Or they're screaming and throwing a fit.
Right.
And the parent lets it go.
By the way, shouldn't happen.
No.
Should not happen. But
I was just wondering.
That's a full topic for another day's show. We'll have to get into
right.
that. That's a whole topic. So we're going to come back. Do the movie review, Nobody. Is that what we're doing today?
Nobody. You're going to want to hear this, guys. You're going to want to hear this review.
And if you're going to want to hear it if you've ever watched All About Saul.
Yeah, sure.
Or Better Call Saul. Sorry.
Better Call Saul.
I've not watched. Oh, it's great.
Is it?
Oh, it's fabulous. Yes.
Is he really funny?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Okay.
It's I'm not joking. It's better than Breaking Bad, and I'm not joking.
All right.
It's really good. So anyways, that's the key actor there. So we'll come back to that in a moment. Up next, Extreme Auto Repair, folks. Get your vehicle fixed, handled, maintained, whatever it happens to be. And don't forget, Cooper Tire is at cost plus a discount right now, depending upon what you buy. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush and Andy Pate, along with Charlie Grimes. And John, are you ready for a movie review?
You know what? This one in particular, yes, because I love the previews.
Yeah. This is a guy movie, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, guy movie.
Awesome.
It's also for girls who want to relate to their guys.
Okay.
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 Here's the question, John. And this is something that's really come up over the last couple decades. Do middle-aged men make the best action stars? What
yes,
do you think?
I think so, yes.
I think they do nowadays. They really do. Yeah. And another one has just taken over in Nobody.
For 12 years, I worked for some very dangerous people.
Everybody get to the basement.
What is happening?
Don't call 911. I used to be what they call an auditor. The last guy anyone wants to see at their door. Because it meant you didn't have long to live. But I left it behind to start a family. I might have overcorrected.
When you left, you abandoned a certain debt that needs repayment. And your creditor is aware of your resurrection.
They came after my family.
They stole my kitty cat bracelet.
And you don't do that.
Give me the damn kitty cat bracelet!
Yeah!
Kitty cat bracelet.
Is that a great line? Give me awesome. The damn kitty cat bracelet.
Like I said, the previews look fabulous. I hope the movie is as well.
Well, before we even get into it, Bob Odenkirk, he is the star of it. He's also the star of, what was the show that you were mentioning?
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. And he's a funny guy. This is a guy who did a lot of stand-up. He is, well, he cut his teeth on that. The thing that really gets me about him, when I look at Bob Odenkirk, he is the polar opposite of an action hero.
Yes, thank you.
He doesn't look anything action hero at all. And that's why, I got to be honest, when I was first looking at the previews for this, it sounds better than it looks. And by the way, I don't like the preview. It gives away way too much of the story.
Okay.
Didn't like that. But I just looked at him, and I'm just like, right there, I'm not interested. This guy doesn't look like an action hero.
I was going to say, real quick, before you get into the review, I'll ask Charlie as well. Is he going to be one of those actors that will always be, you know, sort of like John Boy Walton? So I'm watching Billions last night, and John Boy Walton is actually in Billions, and he's this high-rolling guy, blah, blah, blah. And but every time you see John Boy, you think meek, mild John Boy Walton.
Right.
Even though he might be playing a tycoon, you think John Boy Walton. Is that the same thing for this actor?
Yes. It's like seeing Harrison Ford play a villain.
Right.
And what lies beneath. It just doesn't work.
Your brain just can't.
I can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not just me.
Just that alone. And I was thinking, this isn't going to work.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Hutch Mansell, played by Bob Odenkirk, he leads a quiet life. He's got an unhappy marriage. We're talking pillows between them on the bed. One of those things. Good kids, no excitement, nothing extreme. He's even suspiciously average. Just totally quiet.
Okay.
Well, then something goes wrong, John. A couple thieves, they break in, and Hutch has a choice to make. Defend the family or back down and avoid violence at all costs. What do you think he does? He avoids violence.
Okay.
Well, what do you think his son thinks of him then?
Probably disappointed.
Very disappointed. He's very angry. And besides which, his son gets hurt because of it. So he's very mad. And Hutch is being torn apart because he's looking at his marriage. He's frustrated. He wants it back. He wants his kids to respect him. Above all, he just wants to be himself. He can't hold back anymore. Well, in the movie, unlike the preview, unfortunately, you don't know at all at this point what his past is.
Okay.
So it more evolves in the movie. That's why I've never heard a preview before that gave away basically the punchline for the entire movie. But I guess I can now. Yeah, he's got a past. He was the guy, you know, who was the guy you were going to die if this guy came to your door, period.
Okay. The auditor, it said.
Yeah, he was the final killer.
Got it.
In the hardest situations, and that's what he did for the FBI. Well, he can't take it anymore, so he decides to go looking for these two thieves. But that resolves little. It doesn't really resolve anything. Then he gets on a bus. Now, inwardly, he's just thinking, I just want to be me again. I just want to be me. Please, God, give me an opportunity to be me again and be myself. And up walking to the bus, actually, they pull over in a car, is a bunch of Russians.
Ah, The Ruskies.
The Ruskies, and they're young, and they're violent,
okay,
and they're troublemakers, and you could tell they just want to cause trouble. On the bus also is this young, attractive woman who they corner.
Oh, Hunter Biden was there then.
Yeah, Hunter Biden was there. Well, he was with them.
Got it, okay.
But Hunter, before
just checking.
Yeah, before things got violent, though, he left. Don't worry about it. But, you know, it's all on videotape.
Just checking.
So, obviously, he sees these guys all circled around this poor girl. She's going to get raped. Okay, it's going to be bad.
Okay.
And inwardly, he's, thank you, God. He's so happy. That's the greatest thing that's ever happened. Well, naturally, you know what happens next.
Sure.
He has, and I'll just tell you, he has the bus driver leave.
Oh.
And then he turns, and he makes it clear to them.
So he's cleaning house.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, I'm coming for you.
Okay.
Okay. And it's brutal. This isn't one of those things where he lands all the punches and they don't. This
no,
goes
I've
both
seen,
ways.
I saw the previews. Yeah. No,
yeah. He takes it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he takes a beating, and this guy just keeps coming back. And at first, you're kind of wondering.
Well, the movie poster shows that.
Right.
Right.
It shows him getting hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're wondering, is he even going to be an action hero? Because this guy seems to get as much as he gives.
Right.
Is he even? Well, here's the thing, though, John. When you haven't done something for years, you got to work the kinks out. Got to work off the rust. And that's what he's doing there. And so he goes through this, and there's one big problem. So he's got it out of his system. Mm. Yay, he feels better. Problem is, these guys were connected to the Russian mafia, the mob. And the leader of this group is called Yulian Kuznetsov.
Okay.
And he's not just brutal, he's sick. He kills people just for fun. And the ways that people get killed in this movie are grotesque. They're funny, though, at times, I got to be honest. It is just absolutely brutal. So, Yulian runs this group, and his son, by the way, was in this, and he's very upset, or nephew or whatever. I don't know.
A little John Wickish here.
A little John Wickish. And all of a sudden, bottom line, he's got a big band of Russians after him, and they're going to kill him, okay? And they're going to get his family, and they're going to get his dad, who, by the way, is played by Christopher Lloyd, and he's in an old folks home.
Oh, okay.
So now he's got to worry about his dad and about his family. Well, here's the question. With this violence erupting, first of all, can Mr. Meek and Mild regain his style and take these guys down? But will he like it too much? Can he protect his family? Can he ever go back to being normal? How long can somebody pretend to be nobody? And that's the story. What do you think?
Sounds good.
It is.
Actually, sounds really good.
Yep. What works in this movie? I've never seen an action hero look less like an action hero.
Okay.
Okay.
Other than
John Boy Walton. So that's kind of funny.
Okay, real quick. The young people listening right now don't even know who John Boy Walton is.
No, they don't.
By the way.
But that's okay. You said earlier he's mild and mild-mannered and all this.
Good night, John Boy.
Yeah, good night, John Boy. All right, next, the story has a good pace. It's only just over an hour and a half.
Perfect.
Yay.
Perfect.
Love it. That goes from slow burn to surprising to breakneck. John, I have not in a movie in a long time gone like this. Oh, that many times.
Really?
In the theater.
Nice.
Where I was surprised
nice.
By what just happened.
Okay, so you didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, it was just like, because it's brutal in a way that you weren't expecting.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, I can't watch it. No, it's actually kind of fun because of who it's happening to.
Okay.
So it's totally cool. The violence is almost comical, but heart-pounding. There's no boredom.
Okay, good.
None. Yeah, a little bit early on because they're building.
Sure, you got to do that. Yeah.
Odenkirk is excellent in this role.
He's a good actor.
He is.
He's great in that series. He really was.
He's
awesome.
Perfect in this. And the next thing is this. It isn't John Wick. It feels more real, especially early on, than John Wick. It's surprisingly funny at times.
He's a pretty funny guy.
He is a funny guy, but I'll just say when he's lecturing some guys who are dying, it's pretty fun.
Okay.
Okay. They don't want to hear it, but, you know, whatever.
Right.
The villain is excellent. He's a total monster. I mean, he is a psychotic monster.
Okay.
And I like that. Christopher Lloyd is perfect as Hutch's father. He almost steals the show. He really does.
He almost always does.
Yeah. You're going to like Chris. Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
Just who he is.
It's who he is. Right. Violence is, in fact, an addiction. This is something you kind of see in the movie. It's an addiction. Mm. And addiction requires going cold turkey or you're going to keep doing it.
Okay.
What doesn't work in this movie? It does get formulaic. Okay. I've seen this. I've done this.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
I can handle that. I'm just saying.
That makes sense.
It has a thin plot. Some characters aren't well drawn.
Okay.
And you know this, when you draw them a little more, you can get more, get into them more.
Right.
You know, some of the characters could have been drawn a little bit more. I didn't really care. Some people will, so I thought I'd throw that in.
Okay.
And finally, the action toward the end becomes implausible.
Ah.
At times, yeah. They go a little overboard.
Yeah, okay, okay.
So that's a little John Wick-y.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I still love John Wick anyways.
Oh, I do too. Okay, Rotten Tomatoes gave this 84%.
That's pretty good.
It is good. I'm going to give it 4 stars.
Wow. Andy.
Yep. I'm going to, for political, even though it didn't talk politics at all, I'm giving it 4 stars just because it made it very clear you counter violence with violence, and I like that. That's real world.
It is.
You don't counter violence with counselors.
No.
I'm sorry.
True. No, very
you have
true.
To take it down.
Very true.
More religious, 2 stars, just because. Because
it is what it is.
It is what it is. But I liked it. By the way, I liked the lady who played his wife. I liked everybody in it. So I'm going to go 4, 4, and 2.
Is that Connie Nielsen? Is that who his wife was?
Yeah, Connie Nielsen.
Okay, Nielsen, sorry.
Yeah, she did a good job. Really good job. Do I recommend it? Definitely. But folks, I'm going to tell you, I always say when I recommend a movie, big screen or little screen, I like this one on the big screen. If you can see this on the big screen, so you can see the chase scenes better, and just see some of these people running around doing what they do, I think it's better on the big screen. It's much better than last week's The Marksman with Liam Neeson. This is a much better movie.
I'll go see this now.
Yep, go see Nobody.
Yeah, okay.
If you're a guy.
Or if you're a girl that likes that stuff too.
And there are some.
Some do.
Yes.
But it's not a chick flick.
No, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound sexist. It's
I ran
movie theaters. I know who goes to what movies, and... yeah, this is going to be full of guys. Although I will say this, John, really quick before we head out, there were some girls in that theater who were having fun. Kay. Everybody likes to see a bad guy really get it.
Okay. All right. There you go, folks. So the movie is Nobody. I got a meme sent to me where it shows a little kid. You guys will all appreciate this, especially those of us that are older. It's a little kid. He's blowing his candles out at a birthday party, and there's a couple of cans of beer in the distance, a lit cigarette. He's actually leaning on top of over an ashtray to blow the candles of the cake out, and says, "Ah, the 80s. When a kid would blow out their birthday candles over the top of an ashtray a foot away from an open beer while someone held a lit cigarette next to their face." All the 80s.
All the 80s.
And, I can relate to some of that.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Back in the day, especially late 70s, everybody smoked.
Well, you're not a smoker, but was your family?
No.
Mine were until late.
Really?
Yeah, I was raised
everybody smoked for a long time.
Right. I was raised in a smoking family. I've never smoked.
Me neither.
It's just not my thing.
No.
But I don't even drink. I'm incredibly boring.
Let's just say that when I was a young boy... working in the dealership at a very young age, one of your first jobs, of course, is you're on cleanup duty wherever needed.
Okay,
of course. 12 or 13, you're cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Most everything, all the time. Well, back in that day, since everybody smoked, one of the things I cleaned up a lot of over several years was cigarette butts and ashtrays.
Yeah, outside of theaters. I did it all the time.
So, honestly, folks, I never, ever in my entire life one time ever thought about smoking because I picked up enough cigarette butts from the time I was about probably 12 to 16 years of age that, just never had the desire, ever. To me, it was just the most filthy thing you could ever do in your entire life.
Do you have any vices? I mean, do you, race Hunter Biden down rows of Coke? would you win?
Do I have any vices? No. Not really. Here, I guess. I don't know. This, I don't
Diet
know.
Diet Mountain Dew. That's my vice.
No. I guess I really don't.
You need to get some.
Food, maybe. I love food, but it hates me, so I have to watch. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I have to watch it all day long. But anyways. All right, let's. We'll go to a break. We'll come back. We've got some other things to talk about. Franktown Firearms is going to join us at about 3:45. Speaking of, they are next, so I won't say much else because we're going to have a conversation with them, find out exactly how long the wait list is and so on. But if you need anything in the meantime, just go to klzradio.com, find Franktown Firearms there. You can always call direct, 720-770-7777.
At Franktown Firearms, you can always get better. It's a very conservative notion that no matter how good you are right now, life is all about improving yourself. That's exactly how the team at Franktown Firearms is looking at training, which is why they offer a greater diversity of platforms than most shooting ranges, including static, moving and shooting, and target acquisition engagement, so you can always get better. It's a great feeling to see your skills improving, and at Franktown Firearms, you have literally unlimited potential. Sign up for one-on-one instruction on the range or register for a group class catered to your level of ability. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
The team at Purefoy Chevrolet will never hold you captive or try to force you to buy a new or used vehicle. In a recent Jalopnik article, a consumer protection attorney shared stories of the ridiculous high-pressure tactics used by some auto dealers. In one extreme example, a customer was reportedly prevented from leaving by having her vehicle blocked. In another, more common situation, customers had their car keys hidden from them to keep them from leaving until they agreed to purchase a vehicle. These customers had to call the police before the dealerships would let them drive away. The team at Purefoy Chevrolet sets themselves apart simply by treating their customers with respect. They still follow the standard of customer service set by Rolly's father back in 1960. Ask about their zero-interest financing and vehicles delivered straight to your door. Purefoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, only a 20 to 30-minute drive from anywhere in Denver. Find them now at klzradio.com/Chevy. Find new roads.
Okay, folks, what does your future look like financially speaking? If you can't answer that, you need to go see Al Smith and figure out what that looks like. He can help you fill in the blanks and, again, help you get to retirement and then stay there. KLZradio.com is where you find him or call 303-744-1128.
You can breathe easy knowing you'll have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Now you have the luxury of deciding how you'll spend that money to make it work even harder for you. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a plan to minimize taxes and fees so your savings last. Before you stop contributing to your 401k or IRA and start taking distributions, you'll want to have a plan in place to make certain your money will help you achieve your goals. If you should need long-term care at some point, you'll want to make sure your kids get a break. Al Smith will show you how to set up supplemental coverage so your kids have some help, and it's already paid for. It's time to shift your focus from wealth accumulation to wealth preservation with KLZ's Retirement Planning Specialist. Set up a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Affordable, efficient, reliable, and abundant energy helps everyday hardworking people thrive and prosper. Kim Munson here. Monday is our Health and Hydrocarbon Show. Oil and gas investment banker Tom Petrie joins me. We'll talk about the energy markets and what we hopefully learned from the Texas freeze, where wind turbines froze and solar panels were covered with snow. People were without power. Water pipes cracked. People died. We can do better. Tune into the conversation Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. All right, this was news today, which I honestly, folks, I got to shake my head. Maybe there's something here under the, you know, behind the scenes I'm not seeing, that is staring at, right at me in the face, and I just don't understand what's going on. But there's a new Bustang service, which, if, for those of you that don't know what Bustang is, it's a C-DOT bus, not a RTD, but a C-DOT bus service. We now have, I think, one, what, Charlie, here to Colorado Springs, here to Fort Collins. I think there's one to the mountains. And there's now one all the way to Craig, Colorado.
Why?
That was my question.
Well, there must be a market for it. I mean, there must be somebody in Craig who said, hey, maybe they've got a business there that has a number of people here. Or moves a bunch of stuff. Are these things that you can move a lot of stuff
people.
In?
No, it's they're moving people. Just people.
Okay, maybe they've got a plant or something out there in Craig that where they have people who live on the outskirts here. I don't know.
Yeah, Charlie's got a great point. Why then are taxpayers subsidizing that?
Oh, come
that?
On. In Colorado, you don't ask that question. Taxpayers subsidize everything. Everything. It's because somebody knows somebody who knows somebody. That's why taxpayers are subsidizing it.
Again, folks, nothing against Craig, Colorado. If you're listening from there, it's a great town. I love it. I've been there many, many times over the years. It's fabulous. But I guess now I can ride the bus up there if I want.
I want to go there now. Well, I want a vacation there.
You can hop on the bus.
Where is Craig?
West of Steamboat on Highway 40.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a ways over there.
Yeah, it is, but it's gorgeous up there.
Mm-hmm. It does have a few stops along the way. Maybe this is the part I'm missing. It'll stop at flag stops are located in Milner, at Muddy Pass, Partial, and Empire. So it's actually going the long way around. It's not even going up through Steamboat.
Empire. Well, Empire's on the way to Steamboat.
No. Not really.
Huh. I'm mistaking it. Okay.
Now that you say that, what way are they going up?
Well, I can understand Empire.
Yeah, that one I can. But are they like, they can't be going all the way over Berthoud Pass and going to Steamboat that way and then to Craig? That's the stinking long way.
Well, I mean, if you got to make those stops,
I don't know.
I mean, they wouldn't do anything for oil and gas, so it definitely can't be for those. Even though there is, I believe, some
Now that I look at the rest of the route, they are actually going that direction. They go to Granby and then over to Steamboat.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the way they're going. You got it.
Which, by the way, is gorgeous.
It is very pretty.
I love that drive. I really do.
But I just, folks, as a taxpayer. I don't understand this.
No, I think it's great because our governor is giving us a service that we can drive to an area where we can forget who our governor is.
Okay.
That's very valuable.
Okay.
If you want to forget who your governor is, just go way up there. Gorgeous valleys, mountaintops. It's wonderful.
These are 38-seat buses that are now limited to 19 passengers because of COVID. They also include daily enhanced cleaning and sanitizing, required face masks for drivers and passengers, supplied face masks, latex gloves, and personal hand sanitizers on all bus, and blocked out seats on board to ensure proper social distancing.
Okay, so you're going to make me wear a face mask for 5 hours?
Yes.
No! Not only no, but hell no.
Yeah, well, there you go. This is a new service brought to you by CDOT.
Craig.
Yes.
Why? Well, that begs the question, why Craig? Why not something down 285? Why not something out, you know, west of Colorado Springs, Cripple Creek? What about Cripple Creek?
Well, here, there's more routes opening in 2021.
Oh, lovely. We can pay for those.
Telluride and Grand Junction, Sterling, Greeley, and Denver, Trinidad and Pueblo. The current routes are Denver to Gunnison, Alamosa to Pueblo, Lamar to Colorado Springs, and Durango to Grand Junction.
Let me ask you something, John. Have any of these railways or busways that go to these long distances ever been worth the cost?
No.
I mean, they're just a complete ripoff. Whenever the taxpayers can take a look and say, okay, how much are we spending per person to transport them from here?
Oh, you could buy them a car almost.
Oh, my gosh.
In some cases.
It's through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So this has all got to be because somebody knows somebody up in Craig.
I mean,
wanted to be able to get there free.
I mean, even locally, I'll be straight up honest. Charlie knows this. If I really were to take out what Charlie cost me as a taxpayer to ride the bus and the train daily, we as taxpayers could buy him a car. And I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, but Charlie's dangerous as a driver. I mean, I think that we are keeping the roads safer by providing that.
Man, Charlie knows that. We could literally subsidize and buy him a car. Or buy him a chauffeur. Yeah, one of the two. We literally could. I'm not exaggerating what I just said. Do the math.
No, I know
figure
that.
It out.
I know.
That's how ridiculous this is. RTD's budget is like $2.5 billion a year. Billion with a B. That's RTD's budget.
They have some kind of railway thing coming out of, I believe it's Albuquerque. Have you heard about this one?
No.
Yeah, I think it's coming out of Albuquerque. Yeah, it's somewhere down in New Mexico. Anyway, they went through and looked at the cost per average person that they are transporting on that during a year, And my gosh, John, they literally could have bought cars for everybody easily. Good cars.
Is that called the Rio Metro?
I think so.
The Regional Transit District?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I just
Okay, and they looked at that as possibly the most wasteful transport system in the country.
I can only imagine.
Oh, my gosh. You hardly have anybody on it. It runs constantly at a great expense.
Yep. It's public transportation for you folks. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. He wants to help you with all of your estate planning. It's easy. Call Michael today. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, a good shop is next, folks. Three locations to serve you. And yes, they'll bring your vehicle back to life, actually better than new, back to original equipment specifications. So 720-541-7697 or find them at klzradio.com.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take. But more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Sean from Franktown Firearms joining us now. Sean, I bet you've had a busy week, sir.
Howdy, John. Yes, sir, we have.
I can only imagine. I heard through the grapevine that is the wait time about 3 days now, or am I off on that?
No, you're about on. It's kind of been fluctuating between 2 and 3 days.
Okay. One of the reasons I wanted to have you guys on really was to talk about the fact of the training side of the fence and what you can do for people. You know, these types of things that happen on Monday are kind of a fresh reminder that, hey, in times like that, you know, when the police are only minutes away, we need something sooner than that. And that could be, you know, basically protecting yourself, right?
That's right, John.
All right. So along those lines, what all do you guys have? I mean, if you're a seasoned veteran who wants some retraining, can you help that? Or can you help a newbie? Or can you do both?
We can do both. For any level, someone that is just new to firearms, and this might be their first one, which we've seen another resurgence of that this week. People just saying, hey, I don't know anything about guns. And so what we try to do is come from a standpoint of, hey, a lot of these folks, for example, I worked with probably four couples yesterday that came in, were wanting to get their first guns. And I said, hey, why don't you schedule? We'll get you in the next few days. And let us do an hour with you and have you try these different guns. So, you know, before you go and spend $500, $600, $700 on a gun,
right?
See what you like.
Great idea.
You don't even know what you like yet. And so,
okay, so I'm going to stop you for 1 second there. I'm assuming, and I could be wrong in this, but I'm assuming that they probably had something in mind as to what they wanted to buy. And I'm guessing when it was all said and done, they didn't buy that.
That's usually how it goes. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Because they, by the time they get to you, you're now going through all the pros and cons and what they really should be looking at.
Exactly, and everyone's different. That's why there's so many guns.
Yeah, as I've said before, it's like cars. Each one fits everybody a little differently and does different things and performs different ways. And yeah, and by the way, we're not all equal. That's why they're not equal.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey. Everyone has different needs.
That's right.
Sean, let me ask you a question here. I know that you help people to learn to be good, good shooters, good marksmen, how to handle their gun, how to take care of their gun.
All that kind of stuff.
Holstering, safeguarding, all of that. What about situational awareness and readiness so that they can be ready for like what happened up in Boulder? It's great to be able to handle the weapon well, but are you ready when the moment hits? Are you aware?
Yes. We do have training for that. That would start with what we internally call our level one or two classes, which is the tactical pistol class. And everything from tactical pistol, rifle, and shotgun, and being able to be aware and react to targets that are moving, targets that you have to assess a threat at a split-second notice. And it's very often, more than not by far, people start realizing, like, wow, that happens fast. And we can help them to make those decisions.
So can I make a suggestion? Not to tell you guys how to run your business, because I know you know how already, but can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Tactical to the novice sounds very technical and way above their head, and probably a level way farther than they think they're able to handle, even though they probably can. So why not have maybe just a class that you call, to Andy's point, situational awareness?
So, yeah, I should have explained that better. I was still saying that was our internal, what we call it.
Oh, got it. Okay, perfect.
If you go on our website, it says advanced.
There you go.
So that it's easy to digest. You can see.
Perfect.
The different levels you can take.
And could you rename it Help Andy Not Panic? Okay, this is our Help Andy Not Panic class.
Everyone's got their price, Andy. I'd be
good
happy
one.
To.
All right, good one. Well, and Sean, you know where I'm going with that, because I think one of the things, and I think it's a mistake that a lot of, let's just face it, gun shops across the country make, is they assume that people are really a lot more advanced than probably they are, and so these folks start looking at different classes and different things, and depending upon how they're named, it could actually scare some folks off. And in this case, we don't want to scare anybody off. We want them going to those classes.
Right. And taking it a step farther than that, it is off-putting. You know, when you say tactical, everything's tactical. These people, most people are not warriors. They're just wanting to know how to protect their family if ever they, God forbid, have to.
Right.
And so being able to reach them on that level to say, hey, the only difference between you and us is practice. That is the only thing that's different. We're just like everyone else. We go home to our kids, and we want to keep it that way.
One thing I want to add, too, and this is not a knock by any means, so please, everybody listening, don't think this is a dig by any stretch of the imagination, but for those of you listening, taking some of what Sean's talking about at Franktown Firearms as far as classes go, and then just shooting on, even a monthly or even, Sean, quarterly basis, I'm not exaggerating here, will most likely put them ahead of where most law enforcement agencies are when it comes to the training of their particular police officers outside of the SWAT team. Am I right?
Depending on, where they're at with that. But, the more you practice, the better you're going to be. It's not like riding a bike. It is a perishable skill. And we've been trying really hard not to involve what happened on Monday, because we're not trying to profiteer on this. That is a horrible, just a horrible situation, regardless of how you look at it.
I agree. But it's a reminder. I think we take those reminders and say, okay, that's a reminder. Let's not be a victim. Let's be the other side of that.
Exactly.
Right.
We can't control what other people do, but we can control what we do.
Exactly. Exactly.
And in the end, it doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what your lawyer says. At the end of the day, if something happens, no matter what that is, not just with guns, it's anything, we all make our choices and we have to live with them.
Well, what you just said is very key, I think. And that goes on both sides of the fence. And, we saw and didn't make the papers, but there was a, home invasion, a few days even before the Boulder shooting, where, basically the homeowner did what they needed to do, protected themselves and so on. And of course, Sean, those aren't mainstream media news things, so we never hear about those. Yet, that particular person, I'm sure, is very thankful the day they had those skills.
Yes. Yes, they are.
And as you said, those are perishable unless we practice.
They are.
All right. When it comes to the, because I know the other thing I think at times scares individuals from, you know, whether it's owning a gun, buying the first gun or whatever, is a lot of the nomenclature around even, you know, ammunition. I mean, even myself, Sean, I'm a seasoned gun guy, and you go look at the ammo shelf or any ammo thing, no matter what's on the shelf online, whatever. I mean, your head could start to spin with all the different choices that are there. You guys can help with all of that as well, as far as what it means, what do you use, how do you practice with it, and so on. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. We can explain everything to you. If someone is new and you're coming in, seriously, the last four couples I worked with in the last 24 hours, they didn't end up buying a gun because I talked them out of it. I said, let us help you so that you can make an informed decision, because they're going a mile a minute and they're overwhelmed because there's so much, and it's just overwhelming. When you don't understand something,
right,
it's pretty intimidating.
And by the way, Sean, this is a credit to Sean and the guys at Franktown for what he just said a moment ago, because Sean, I can't thank you enough as a current gun owner in doing that, because my feeling is, if you don't really understand what you're getting into and really understand how to use the thing you're going to buy, don't.
Yeah, exactly. Because we don't want people going home and, you know, they've got kids and they haven't ever thought about, you know, some of these people are like, I'm going to get a gun. That's great. But how are you going to store it?
Right.
Where are you going to put it so your kids don't find it? Where are you going to put it so you can get to it if, God forbid, you have to?
Right.
Those are all things that we'll walk through with you.
That's awesome.
So that you can know that you made a good, informed decision for you.
That's awesome. And by the way, folks, everybody listening, even the gun shop that sold the gun that, you know, took place on Monday, the reality is, you know, you guys, Sean, you go through as much of an inspection process on the front side, like you just said, as you can. But if somebody comes in and they seem adequate and they, you know, basically present themselves in such a way and they pass the background check, they're buying a gun, right?
Absolutely. You know, they give us, we can refuse that a gun sale for any reason, even if we had a bad gut feeling about it.
Right.
But if, you know, the vast majority of people coming in are just trying to get something to protect themselves, so we want to make sure that at the end of the day, they're getting the right one. Because right now, and now it's been the last year, guns don't have any problem selling.
Right.
So I want to make sure that they're getting the one that's right for them. Because it doesn't do me any good if they spend $600 when they could have spent the same money getting another one that they would have been happier with. They shoot it the first time and they're like, great, I hate this.
All right, how do folks get a hold of you, Sean? Running out of time, go ahead.
Give us a call at 720-770-7777 or online at franktownfirearms.com. We're open 7 days a week.
You're the man, Sean. Appreciate it, sir. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, John.
You bet, man. Take care. And again, that is Franktown Firearms. Novus Auto Glass is up next. They work with all insurance companies. And again, much like we just talked to the guys at Franktown, these are family-owned. They know you. They'll take care of you, your vehicle, the best way possible. And they'll work with your insurance company as well. Find a location near you. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, folks, that's it for this hour. If you're listening to Replay Hour, appreciate it very much. Don't forget Fix It Radio first thing in the morning, followed by Drive Radio, then Sportsman of Colorado, and then Shooting the Breeze from Franktown Firearms. Though next hour, though, we're going to be back and we're going to do movies on
leadership.
All right, so stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. This is, again, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.